Part 1, Chapter 1. He was free, finally. He couldn't believe it. John Smith stormed out of the house in which he had lived for over 15 years with his wife, the practically always drunken bitch, and her adult son, Mickey. He shut the door so hard that a courier walking to his car three houses away looked in John's direction. He took a deep breath and walked to the sidewalk, where he stopped for a second, lit a cigarette, carefully covering its tip with his hands to make sure the rather strong early March wind wouldn't blow it out. John inhaled and looked back at the house. He was waiting for Margaret to run out after him, to give him the traditional rant about how he had made her life miserable, how he had ruined it, the usual things, only she didn't. He inhaled again, puffed the smoke out, and scratched his chin. He could feel the nicotine calming him down. He kept on looking at the door, but Margaret was a no-show. John suspected she started unscrewing another bottle of wine the second he'd left. Her usual way of facing the problems. He scoffed. It was unbelievable how many years he was able to spend with her and not suffocate. Just as he finished his cigarette, he couldn't help but notice how very quiet it was. The silence was a bit disturbing. There were no screams from the house, no sound of broken glass, and no crying. It was weird, because Margaret was a hysterical person. She would exaggerate all of her problems. She'd panic, she'd cry too loud and worry too much. Unlike John, as he was cool, calm, he always thought ahead. He had plans. For a split second, a thought had crossed his mind to check on Margaret to see if she was fine. God only knew she was nuts. She might have hurt herself. As he was leaving the house, she did look as if she was about to lose it. John threw the cigarette on the ground, extinguished it with his foot, and looked at the house. He debated within himself for a moment, then decided it was well past time to move on. Without letting her silence bother him too much, John zipped up his jacket, grabbed his suitcase handle in one hand, took out his cell, and started walking towards his car while scrolling through his contact list. His last phone call was from Rhonda. No, he wasn't planning to call her ever again. That thing was over. He moved the thumb up. Cindy. He smiled. Yes, it was time to call Cindy. He looked at the house. No, he wasn't going to call her now. He needed to get out of there. He put the suitcase in the trunk, got into the car, turned the key, and a few seconds later was on his way to Cindy's workplace. He glanced at the rearview mirror and saw his house one last time before making his turn. He smirked. That's who he was, the man with a plan. If not A, B. If not B, C. He was the winner, the cat landing on 4 feet, always. He turned the radio on, sprayed the windshield with cleaning liquid, and once he had passed the lights, he was gone.